You know where I'm taking my vacation this year?
You're taking a vacation?
This year I am, come December. I'm going to San Francisco, where the climate is warm, but not too warm. Where the grapes are sweet and the wine sweeter. And all their movie stars, too.
Francisco has fog.
So who says I'm going out anyplace, huh? Gee, Lee. I wish you could see how far they got with the new Kennedy Center. It goes up about 4 stories a day, it seems.
Are we under it now?
Yep. Learn that it's going fast. Cindy, you should come along with me. A break.
Look out! Look out!
Lee, that girl let you by in. She's a stupid dime.
You were saying, Johnny, about San Francisco?
The Sons of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
Oh, hi, Lee. Johnny.
Hi, Sam.
Everything go all right with the Arcady case, Lee?
Yes, Sam.
Hey, what's the matter, Johnny? You look like a girder almost fell on you.
It did, almost.
Yeah, sure. Coffee, Lee? Oh, I've got a couple of telephone messages for you. Colonel Baxter phoned, and also Mr. Ames. Oh, and then there's Robert Wales waiting for you to phone him. Seems important. Oh, but I'll fix that call first. Say, what's the matter with you two, huh?
Bring me my coffee in my office, Sam, please.
Right, Lee. Say, what's biting in, Johnny?
Well, nothing but a girder, falling from 13 stories up and missing us by inches.
You serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm still shaking. Sam, tell me something.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're closer to the boss than I am. I mean, you have his confidence more than I do on occasions. Has he ever told you that someone is gunning for him?
No, Johnny. Johnny, you don't think...
I don't know what to think, Sam. But I've learned a few lessons in deduction from Lee Masters. And one of them is to observe a man under stress or in emergency. Just about 20 minutes ago, a girl fell from the Kennedy Center and missed us by inches, as I say. I pulled Lee back and that darn thing hit dirt about... Oh, close enough to have us killed if we'd been under it. I got the shock of my life.
Yeah, I'm sure you did, Johnny.
You're kind of joking, Sam? This is on the level. But, Lee, we were talking about San Francisco. You know I want to take my vacation there. Without so much as a shout, a cry, or anything, he picks up the conversation. Like normal. Well?
Well, I kind of reckon you need some coffee, too, Johnny.
Sam, the boss won't give. I quizzed him all the way back, but he's playing shtum. You remember the threat the Big Jules mob made when the Arcady drug case blew up?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I got a creeping feeling that someone's gunning for Lee. I know it, you know it, and he knows it. But he's doing nothing about it.
Johnny, why don't you talk to him? I mean...
Where's the coffee, Sam?
Oh, coming, Lee, sorry.
And quit talking about girders. They have a habit of falling. Sometimes.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, fix me some coffee too, Sam. If he wants to play this cool, it's okay by me.
Carter Reynolds for you, Lee.
Thanks, Sam. Put him through.
Right.
Lee Masters?
Yeah, Carter.
What gives?
I thought you might like to know that I missed death this afternoon. It may have been an accident, probably was. But I'm telling you all the same.
Well, that excitement, what happened?
The Kennedy Center. A girder fell. Almost collected me and Johnny.
Anyone hurt?
No, luckily. I just thought I'd tell you.
Yeah.
You asked me to tell you.
Yeah, I did, Lee. I think maybe this was an accident, pure and simple, but if you're worried, I'll get some of the boys to check.
Forget it. I've already had that done. Had the report 10 minutes ago. The girder slipped from the crane cradle. Accident. But
it seems like just too much of a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you phoned me, Lee. The sooner the Arcady case is buttoned up, the better. Yeah, it looks like they mean to put those threats into operation. But Big Jules Fratelli isn't a nut. He knows he made the threats. He knows we're watching him and watching you. Without your evidence, the case is a goner. So who's aiming to have you hurt badly? Fratelli? Oh, maybe. Using maybe a muscle man?
I just thought I'd tell you, Carter. You've got the state case to present, and I thought maybe you'd like your chief witness around for the rest of the trial.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, Lee. Well, whether it was an accident or not, I'll tell the boys about it. Who'd you speak to, by the way?
Lieutenant Markowski.
Uh-huh. I'll take it from there. Take it easy, huh? Oh, you've told Johnny about this?
Not in so many words, no.
Oh. Look, Lee, I know how you work on your own, but... Well, you've more than just yourself to consider. Tell him. He's with you most of the time. He's got eyes. You haven't.
Yeah, I know.
Well, okay, then. Stop playing the last of the Mohicans. You tell him?
Sure.
Good boy. You're a valuable man, Lee. Like I said, you cracked this case. We need your evidence. I don't want you cracked in turn.
Yeah, I'll pick it up with Lieutenant Markowski, will you?
Yeah, I will do. Oh, thanks for phoning.
So long.
And look after yourself.
Sure. Bye now, Carter. Yeah?
Do you want anything else before I push off for the night, Lee?
No, Johnny's still with you.
Yeah, kicking his heels and chewing popcorn.
Well, tell him to get in here. And shove off, Sam. It's late.
Right, Lee. Night.
You heard that Todd Davies hit 2 home runs this afternoon for the Red Sox?
Hmm? No. Did he?
Yeah, I saw it on TV. Me and Sammy watching it. Waiting to do some work, you know? You heard of that small thing called work, Lee?
Quit beefing, Johnny. Take a seat. And pass me the popcorn.
It's sugared.
Yeah. Thanks.
You just phoned Carter Reynolds, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Lee, do me a favor. Come clean, will you? Okay, the girder fell by accident. Lieutenant Markowski cleared that.
You, dating Sam by any chance? You're checking all my calls.
But the other things weren't accidental, Lee. The shot that took your shoulder padding off 2 nights ago. The car that forced us into the lamppost at the East 23rd. I've asked you about it, Lee, and I reckon you'll have to square with me, okay?
Okay, Johnny. I'm sorry. It's not that I don't need your help. Today's accident was an accident. But Carter was right. You are my eyes, Johnny. I should use you.
Now you're talking. Why the silence so far?
Just feeling my way, Johnny. It's a sort of vanity to believe people will bump you off for the sake of suppressing evidence in a case. I don't like vanity.
So until you phoned Carter, you didn't want to believe that someone's gunning for you?
Right. When Sam was making coffee, I thought about it. Maybe I do need your help after all.
You've always used me in the past. What can I do? I'm getting quicker on the 45, so they say.
Now get quicker with the index finger of your right hand, Johnny, in another way. Ring me Big Jules Fratelli.
What?
Ring him, Johnny. Make an appointment for us to see him this evening. He's in the book. Do it. Now.
Pick a Richie Jones, Lee.
Well, wouldn't you if you were a billionaire? Come on, Johnny. Out.
Do we just walk up to the front door and say hi?
That's right, Johnny. Guide me to it. This is something I should have done a long time ago.
Take my arm, Lee. Real Richie.
Mr. Fratelli. Masters.
Oh, yes, sir. Come in. One moment, sir.
Don't say it, Johnny. This is essential. Fratelli wouldn't live long otherwise.
I'll have to keep this 45, Mr. Bridges.
Hey, you do that. Sir, how'd you know me?
You and Mr. Masters very well known here, sir. Mike Catch.
I've got it.
It'll be returned to you, Mr. Bridges, when you leave.
Thanks. It's the one I cut my notches on. Sentimental value, you know?
Straight through, Mr. Masters. Mr. Fratelli is alone.
Thanks.
Who is it?
Masters and Johnny Bridges.
Come in, please. Come in, both of you. It's good to see you, huh?
Yeah, quite a place you got here.
But, of course, a drink.
Well,
no, thanks.
A man after my own heart, Mr. Masters. Well, this is an honor. The most renowned man in the FBI, calling on a simple man like me.
Baloney. Fratelli, what gives? You gunning for me?
You will want the truth, you see?
I always want the truth.
You did not have to come and see me to demand the truth. A telephone call would have confirmed it.
I like to hear a man speak. I know when he's lying or not.
I am not lying, Mr. Masters. I seldom lie. The Arcady fraud case, threats from several of my employees. Forget them. I assured Carter Reynolds, the DA, and I assure you I am not the killer, Mr. Masters. No matter what happened in this case, I am personally not threatened in any way. Therefore, you are not threatened either. I rather think the newspaper men went to town on a misguided remark or two. The window. There was someone at the...
Johnny, get out there. Get out there fast. Yeah. Fix yourself a drink, Johnny. Sound as though you need it.
You don't. That shot was meant for you. Big Jules was standing close to you. He got it instead. And then them gorillas came running in, waving their equalizers. I thought it was curtains first.
Well, it wasn't. Fratelli got it instead. Fix that drink, Johnny.
Okay.
Seat, Johnny. Tell me what you saw.
Okay. You're not sitting, Lee.
Hang on. You hear anything? Scrambling sound?
No. A tabby cat. Can you beat it?
Put the gun away, Johnny. I know you've got it in your hand. Here, kitty, come on. Come on, kitty. Will you join me on the couch and stop giving me heart attacks?
You want me to close the bathroom door?
No, leave it.
Who's the friend, anyway?
It gets in through the window sometimes. The advantage of having a first-floor apartment. Okay, kitty, take it easy. Kitty? Describe what you saw for Tellers, Johnny.
Yeah, well... I heard the pane of glass go. I spun round. I couldn't see much. Mostly just the rod before it went off. The man behind it seemed biggish, dark hair, wearing no hat. Had a raincoat on, I reckon. And that's now, Lee. You know, it happened so fast.
Tell me something, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Fratelli's house was well guarded. We were expected there. Hence the reception and the frisking when we got in. But we wouldn't have got in if we hadn't been expected. He had gorillas waiting in the garden. That was his habit. They'd have bumped us off if we'd been up to anything.
I sure didn't see them.
Of course. They're paid not to be seen. But tell me, can a killer just walk in the grounds, go round, and shoot at Fratelli through the window?
I get you. If he can, he's one of the Big Jules mob.
Which he wasn't. I'll bet my life on that. So?
An ex-member of the mob, or someone who knows the underworld so well. Knows that Fratelli sets up so well that he can walk in, do the job, and get away without the guards seeing him.
Right. You see, the shot was meant for me. Maybe. If so, it narrows the field.
You know how many ex-cons hate your guts, Lee?
Yeah, I know. Okay, Johnny, finish your drink. I want to do some thinking.
About tonight?
No, about the Wilkinson kidnapping. Ames wants our help.
Oh, listen, Lee, you forget about that for the moment. You're in danger. Worry about that. Think about that.
Never ponder a problem too deeply, Johnny. The answers won't come. Sleep on it or think of something else. Didn't you do that? ride as a kid?
Yeah. When I was worried about not getting a bicycle from Santa Claus, maybe. But not about being bumped up.
Drink up, Johnny. And good night to you. It was a good case, Carter. Nice work. Arcady, sewn up.
Oh, I wouldn't have done it without you, Lee. Thanks. All the public exits down the corridor.
Yeah, I know. Nice work, too, Mr. Masters. As efficient as always, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks.
Remember how efficient you were when you threw Bob Nielsen inside for 15 years?
What? Who are you?
A friend of yours. At least, I'll be paying you a call.
Come back here.
Hey, what's the matter, Lee? Want to stand talk with all your admirers, huh?
Did you get a close look at the man that spoke to me?
No. He's mixed up with the mob at the end of the corridor. Why?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay, then. Well, let's get ourselves some coffee and wait for the press to skedaddle, huh?
Oh, hi, Lee. I heard it on the radio. Arcady goes up for 20 years, huh?
That's right. Where's Johnny, Sam?
Oh, he went running out to Tuxedo Park, like you told him.
Yeah. Sam, you pushing off now?
Mm-hmm, just about to, Lee. Can I give you a lift somewhere?
I should be offering you that. No, go on home, Sam. Have a nice night.
Well, I should clean up the office a bit.
No, you go home.
Okay. Ah, got my bag. So long, Lee. Now, don't work too hard, huh? Bye.
Neat. Telephone call to get Johnny away. The Wilkinson kidnapping. At Tuxedo Park. Yeah, at least Sam's out of the way. Now, how would I track down and kill a blind man? Easy. Don't get too close to him until the last moment. Watch him. Decoy his men away. Then move in fast. Yeah. I'll put the gun here. I may not be able to see what I'm shooting at, but I can hear. He'll be coming to me in this office. The odds are in his favor. I need darkness. Yeah, the garage basement downstairs. The elevator button's about here. Scotty, you had it when you spoke to me at the trial.
You're a cool one. I've been waiting for you. I've got a 38 pointed at you.
38 revolver, cigar in mouth. You see all Clint Eastwood's films, huh?
Funny man. We're going down to the basement. Very good. It is easier there.
Nielsen.
You sent him up. He was framed. The best body I had.
He was guilty. How old are you, son? Think you're going to like the electric chair?
Shut up. Robert Nielsen was like a brother to me. You framed him, copper, and I am going to kill you. I've been waiting for a long time. When we get to the basement, don't play no tricks. I'll deal with the attendant. One move, and you'll die.
Looks like I'm going to anyway.
Yeah. But I don't want to mess up the elevator, see? Give me your cat. But first.
Here. You rub out big jewels for Tommy?
No. Only one man I'm going to rub out. You.
Hey,
I have been waiting for you. You want me to drop you at your apartment now?
I'm taking Mr. Masters home. Turn around, buddy boy.
What's that?
Turn around!
Hey, that's... Okay, but don't shoot me, mister. I ain't done...
Okay, Masters. Stand in the light where I can see you nice and clear. Lean up against the wall. Oh, a funny man, huh? The lights, you've turned them out. Well, I've got time. I will get them on again. Now you see, huh? The lights. They are on again, Masters. Try running to the end of the basement. It's darker there. And I'm coming in.
What time do the basement lights go out? The automatic switch. Soon. Must stay away from him till then.
Nick your shoulder padding again, Masters. Hey, what that? Oh, I get it. Automatic light switch. Could have saved yourself the trouble a few minutes back, Masters. But it does not help you none. Of course, you can't see what's happening, but this car's got good lights shining down your way, too.
He's over at the left bank of cars. Must be at the third or fourth car down. I must get there. Get those lights off.
I'm coming down the meter, Masters. I'll get you.
Now, must be about there. He's behind me now. Must feel those headlamps. Oh, must be the next car. If this is the one, I'll get the lights off. He'll come running. Wait. No, I won't run again. He'll come with me down the middle and jump the guardrail to get into the car with me. I must jam him against the rail. These lights? Yeah, warm. They're on.
I can see you, Masters!
She's in gear.
I've got you where I want you! Ah, my legs! Oh, my legs! Masters, get the car off me!
Throw your gun down. Oh. I'll reverse the car.
Okay, but get it off my legs!
Okay, Nick. They'll mend. In the prison. Here, let me help you up.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry van Veek.